Welcome back to Durango Digs on AM 1240 KDGO and 98.3 FM. Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce. Here with Hillary Knox. Get my get tongue-tied there. What is your official title at La Plata Electric?
It sounds very fancy. I'm Vice President of Member Experience, which basically means just anything that's member-facing, anything that's really touching our members. I try and improve that and make it the most quality experience that people can expect from a utility.
And I can add radio personality to that.
Yeah, I guess so. We'll put that under other duties as assigned.
We all have a lot of those, and probably, I don't know if you dovetail in your position, but the Roundup Foundation, congratulations, you're one of the finalists for Durango Rock, speaking of that, and it is so easy to participate in the Roundup Foundation. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's a really cool program. Basically, we give our members the option of rounding up their bill every month to the next highest dollar. For most members, this isn't any more than about $6 per year. So say your bill is, $100 and, 50 cents, then we would round it up to $101 and take that 50 cents and we put it in the Roundup Foundation piggy bank. Then what happens is every month, or we actually have grants that are open to nonprofits in our communities. They're able to go onto our website. So all the nonprofits out there, we also have these funds that are there and waiting for you. So you can go to our website, find the grant section. You can apply for these funds. We have a Roundup Foundation board that is composed of members from the local community. They look at all the grant applications that come in every month, and then they meet and decide which ones are going to get the funds. So, it seems like pocket change, really. But, over the course of this program, we've given out over $1.3 million to local nonprofit organizations. So really done some amazing things with those funds. So again, if you're a member, I would encourage you to opt in to that Roundup program. You can call us or you can do that on our website. And then if you're a nonprofit out there, consider applying for some of that money.
Yeah. And it's amazing. Like you say, it's, let's say, $10.99 or round up one penny, or it's, one penny, round up 99 cents. And each month it's a great way. And like you say, when you have how many members in the co-op?
Yeah, we have around 35,000 members now.
Yeah. So those pennies add up quickly if everyone participates, and then it goes, that money's then taken right back into the community. I've thought of this, but the Roundup Foundation is a separate 501c3 entity from La Plata Electric. Is that correct?
Correct.
And you have a separate board that oversees that. If someone's interested, are you always accepting, I'm going to say, applications to be on the board?
Yeah. So those for the Roundup board specifically, because we have the two board. Yeah. So for the Roundup board specifically, those members serve 2-year terms. Previously, those members were just appointed by the LPA board of directors. But this year, for the first time, we sent an e-blast out to all of our members because we had 4 open seats. So we sent an e-blast to everyone, promoted it on social, invited people to apply for these 4 open seats, and we got over 20 applications, which was great.
Wow.
So at the last board meeting, the board of directors appointed the 4 new members for the Roundup Foundation board, and they are going to be having their first meeting next Monday.
Awesome. And again, if you want to participate, it's so simple. I encourage everybody to take advantage of the Roundup Foundation, because it is, if we all give back to the various organizations. What I like is that you can give back to the Roundup Foundation, and then the Roundup board vets all the applications. Now, I'm curious, do you guys have any kind of an assistance program? People fall on hard times. We think of, when we were laid off during COVID, things of that nature. Is there an assistance program if someone does come up and get that electric bill and go, oh man, can I delay this? Can I break it up in other payments? How do you work with your customers?
Yeah, there are many different programs out there. There's one that is LPA specific, and we only offer that around the holiday season. So after Thanksgiving and until the end of this month, and that's called our Giving Tree program. We solicit our members, encourage them to, put money into the bucket, and or we have members call in that say, I want to pay this person or this organization's entire electric bill. And so people can either do a specific donation or a general donation. And when people call in or, and have fallen on really hard financial times, then we will disperse those funds. The other thing I would mention, though, that's very seasonal. Mm-hmm. There are also three or four different buckets of funds out there in the community through different organizations that are also available for rental assistance, utility assistance, those kind of things. So basically, the bottom line message is if any of our members have fallen on difficult times and are having difficulty paying their bill, don't just ignore it. Because if you ignore it, we will have to turn you off, and we hate doing that. Call us. Let us know what the situation is, and we'll walk you through all your options as far as what funds are available out there to help.
And I'm trying to remember, do you guys have, or you say, all right, I want to pay $75 a month and just spread out my payments, and if there's more in the kitty, so to speak, or you make it up at the end, is there such a program, kind of like Budget Mind?
Yes, we have quite a few different payment programs to help our members. Everything from budget billing, which you mentioned, which is where we take a look at your average utility use over the year, and then we average that out, which means that you won't have super crazy high bills in the winter and low bills in the summer, or vice versa, depending on how much AC you use. Yeah. And we'll balance that out. So you'll have one easy payment of, you know, $75 per month. We also have, you know, auto pay programs. We also have prepay programs. So I really just encourage people to give us a call. We can walk you through all those options, and you can pick the one that's the easiest for you. The other thing I would mention, just go to our website, lpa.coop.
lpa.coop. We're going to let you finish that thought because we got to take a quick break. We'll be back in a few minutes with Hillary Knox from LPA. You're listening to Durango Digs on AM 1240 KDGO and 98.3 FM. Stay tuned.